Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Once upon a time. Well, more like now, actually. Things were really... We're back!
I'm T.
And I'm B. And you're listening to... Fairy Tale Problems! This week's episode theme is... We're Back, a dinosaur story. Now, T, I was going to say our audience, but, you know, hopefully they're still out there. They're probably wondering why Rob's voice sounds so much like my voice. And it's because he got a really serious job, and so he can't be on the podcast anymore. Yep. But that's not what the holdup has been. It's just me and T trying to get our lives together. And here we are. They're not together. Our lives aren't together, but we got it together enough. What's up? What's been going on with you?
You know, the usual. I just want to, like, make a side note that I think it's really funny. Like, the full title is We're Back, a Dinosaur Story. I've been feeling... like a dinosaur lately. I feel really old all the time.
Don't you think that there are such things like young dinosaurs, though? Like, dinosaurs aren't all really old. Well, I mean, weren't there young
like
dinosaurs?
A dead old dinosaur, like a fossil, not like a freshly hatched baby dinosaur.
Spring Tyrannosaurus Rex. Got it. You needing to get some more sleep?
No, I literally...
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
That might be the problem. That actually might be... I remember when I was like a teenager and I told some adult that I slept like 14 hours straight and they were like, that's not healthy. And that was the first time anybody expressed that to me. Up until that point, I was like, the more sleep I can squeeze in, the better. Oh.
What's new with you, though? I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, well, let's see. What have I been... Pretty much the same, just... I could make my life sound cool, but it's not. So I'll just leave it at that. Just the same. Someone asked me this past weekend. I was at a wedding. And someone asked me this past weekend, oh, have you been good? And I thought that was a weird phrasing of the question, like, have I been good? Like, opposed to, like, have I been bad? But I was like, yeah, definitely, I'm doing good, yeah. And they were like, then they were questioning. They were like, oh, there was some hesitation there. And I was like, stop psychoanalyzing me. I'm fine, okay? I sleep 16 hours a day. I'm fine. It was your idea, and I think it's clever to come back with We're Back, a Dinosaur's Tale. What, did you rewatch this one?
I like half rewatched it. I was like watching it and then fast forwarding through it. I never liked it as a child. Is it weird?
Is it weird that you recommended that we watch this movie and you didn't like it? Yes, because I watched it. I watched the whole thing and I regretted it most of the time.
Why all the regrets? It wasn't a comical. You didn't enjoy John Goodman?
No, I did. Well, nothing against John. Sorry, John. It wasn't very entertaining, and it was kind of like, I don't know, it just didn't hit any of my soft good spots. I don't know. Take that out. What I liked is the scientist guy. I don't know, the alien scientist guy who has the machine where all the wishes come out of the bubbles.
The nice brother.
Yes, the good brother. They're like listening to all of the wishes of the children in the world, and they're like, "I want a mustache. I wish my sister was nice to me." But they're like, oh, we can't help you with any of that stuff. But the kid who wants a T-Rex in person, let's jam on down to Earth Thanksgiving and make it happen.
No, but like, this T-Rex, little girl wants. We got you.
No, no.
Well, that's the whole it time was I was watching. I was like, what the? Well, the you know, let's say the 30 minutes out of the hour and what was it, 10 minutes? Let's really 20 minutes that I watched. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? None of this makes sense. Like,
well, that's because you didn't watch it from start to finish.
No,
just kidding.
When I did watch it from. I'm like, why is this T-Rex playing golf? Like, what is going on?
That is so true. But that's like when my boyfriend tries to watch a show with me that he doesn't watch, like Scandal, rest in peace, Scandal. But, you know, I'm like, oh, cool. You're going to settle down, watch my show with me. That like never happens because, you know, I'm pretty serious. But then he's turning to me being like, wait, that guy started dating her? And I'm like, get out.
Well, because Robbie will do the same thing. And I'll be like, I don't know, because I guess I don't pay attention to anything.
Yeah, you're drinking.
That's really drinking, what it is. Right. It's like, I'm just playing a drinking game every time.
Yeah. Every time I watch
every
my shows, I drink.
Wines, I just take a shot. You know, so actually, I have something that I need to talk to you about. Have you heard about this guy, the 30-year-old, that his parents took him to court because he refused to move out?
No.
Yeah, so it's like this really great story where they like wrote him this note and they were like, you know, you have 30 days to leave, and he still didn't leave. And then I don't know, there's like a series of 5 notes that they write him, and even like some of the last ones they're like, we'll give you some money, like we'll help you find a place. Yeah,
there was like, money involved, and
no,
he didn't leave.
He refuses to leave, so they took him to court, and the judge like ruled in their favor, so like he's being evicted, but supposedly he's going to appeal. But I just didn't know if you heard about this because I just thought it was crazy. Like
he's going to appeal so he can stay living with his
parents.
Yeah, he
wants to stay.
Why? Did he say why? And is there a picture?
There
not to be rude, but...
Yeah, so his name is Michael Rotundo.
Oh, God. Okay.
And, he just doesn't... He's not ready to leave, is what he's saying. He thinks that...
What does he need?
He wants at least 6 months. He thinks that, like, by law, they owe him... And he's saying that, like, they never use the term 6 months in any of the times that they try to kick him out. So none of those were legal. So.
Well, this is so amazing because I just, like, Googled this guy. And, like, you can see his parents sitting on the court bench. They just look so annoyed.
Yeah. It's so funny.
What like, would you do? What would
Wait,
you
if
do?
I was a parent or if I was Michael Rotundo? Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't be Michael. You're not Michael. There's no situation. Like, you couldn't pay me to move in with, like, anybody's parents. No offense,
well,
everybody's parents. Unless it's Santa.
No, that's creepy.
His parents.
But no, like, okay, so honestly, I would probably just move myself, like. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
It's
that
like,
the parents should move.
Termites. Let's leave.
The parents
not
are like,
where we went.
Yeah. Oh gosh,
it's this really funny. But they're like good. All the, like. So one of the funny thing, like, so one of the notes that they wrote to him, they're like, there are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. So it's not like Michael's just like saving up his money and. I guess he doesn't even have a job. Like, he's just literally chilling in his parents' house, being a bum. I wanted to ask you,
crazy.
Like, when did you move out?
After high school, when I went to college.
Same.
18.
And, like, so you,
And
know,
I never
like,
looked back!
I can't imagine living at home.
It's like when I tell kids, you know, when kids are complaining about stuff, I'm like, wait till you're a grown up, man. It's awesome. And you know, my little sister.
Why are you telling that? That's a lie.
My little, no, because it's better than living with your parents is what I'm saying. I'm like, I will take the bills. I will take the annoying landlord. I will take the car payment. I will take, you know, having to do my own laundry. I'll take all of that to not have to live with people who are the boss of me. Because you don't get to pick what grown-ups you live with. You have to live with your parents. So if it's like between you living on your own and figuring your own stuff out, even if that means having to work and things like that, then it's still worth
it. Okay, I agree. Like, I definitely don't. I could never live with my parents. Like, I just.
And those are the only options. It's either live with your parents or be a grown-up. And I'm telling you, being a grown-up
is. Well, I don't know if I'm a grown-up yet.
Do you decide when you go to bed?
Oh, the alcohol does. It's like, all right, that's enough for you. Time to go to sleep.
I don't like it. Yeah. No, it's your body is mentally, like, shutting itself down. It's like, no more, bitch. She can't drink when that's she's sleeping. I don't like these pictures of Michael. He looks so smug.
Well, that was the other thing. Like,
he's smiling.
The judge had commended him on, like, his legal research, and Michael was like, I just did a Google search. Like, he wasn't even like, thanks. He was a dick about that, too. So, I just feel like this is going to be the new wave. Like, it's going to be a new hashtag movement. Like, I feel like there's so many people that are a little bit too old that are still living with their parents, and their parents are probably tired of it.
Totally. Well, and I'm thinking too, because, you know, now Michael has to find a new place to live. Or does he have to find a new place to live? Or if he's appealing, he gets to stay with his parents. What a mind fuck. But he is like, he's really screwed himself over because, you know, have you, while you're going through the roommate searching process, don't you look up the people that you would be living with? I've done a couple, like, different, like, Craigslist roommates kind of thing, and I always look them up on Facebook, and, I mean, to make sure that they're not psychos, you know? And if I found this guy, it's like, wait, the guy who is being evicted from his parents' house is trying to live here? Like,
he doesn't even have a job.
It's yeah. He did a quick Google search.
Yeah, Michael's really I really don't think he's planning on going anywhere. Like, he seems pretty I would be worried if I were the parents. Like, they might wind up, like, missing or dead. I know. Oh, I always have to take it to a dark place. Yeah.
Take it to the limit.
I just don't think Michael wants to go anywhere. So get it together, no. Michael.
We all have things that we don't want to do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So while I was watching the news, which is where I mean Snapchat, which is where I originally discovered this Michael Redondo story. I also found this weird BuzzFeed article that's like, let me get the title, 27 fucked up food combinations that shouldn't work, but do. And I just want to, like, run some of these by you because I don't really know if they work. You let me know.
All right, let's hear it. Fucked up food combinations that shouldn't work but do. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. What do you think about peanut butter, mayonnaise, and banana sandwiches?
Oh, well, I love peanut butter and banana, but I've never tried mayonnaise. I would try that. I'm willing to give that a try, even though it does sound gross.
Okay. What about a Nutella and a cheese grilled sandwich?
Yeah, cheese and chocolate go chocolate and cheese, if you will. I would do that.
Okay. A pasta sandwich.
Yes! Who doesn't like pasta? Who doesn't like sandwiches? I've never had any of these things, but I'm
article?
Willing to try anything once. Yeah!
Okay, a peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwich.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Apple pie and a bowl of milk.
That's kind of gross sounding, but I would... If I was at someone's house and they served that to me, I'd be like, weird, but okay. Because it's not going to be gross. It's just gross presentation.
Bagels with cream cheese covered with crushed Doritos. Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Pizza with chocolate.
I love dessert.
It sounds like you
I
might
love
be
a good dessert.
I don't know.
I don't know what that
like
means.
A weird noise that your butt would make, like after you,
oh,
after you eat a bunch of pizza with chocolate. What about?
Yeah.
What about ketchup mixed into white rice?
Oh, I think I'm going to get by our three listeners. I'm going to get lambasted for this, but I am not a big ketchup person. I think ketchup is kind of like
okay. So this is the last episode
too sweet.
Ever.
Hey, we
I don't
have
know
different
ketchup
opinions on condiments.
How do you eat your French fries?
Oh, how do I eat my French fries? Like, French fries are just a vehicle to get condiments in my mouth. I'm also not a big French fry person.
I don't know you.
So we don't have any more fucked up
no,
combinations
we do. You
that
just sidetracked me with
shouldn't.
Well, actually, stay out so of the topic I've had this hand. One before, a peanut butter and cheese sandwich.
Oh, tell me about that. Did you enjoy it? My little sister likes peanut butter and cheese sandwiches, and my brother and I always thought that was so weird, but I
oh,
I
it's
have
pretty
never
good,
tried
actually.
It.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah? Well, maybe.
What about an omelet with jam?
Omelet with jam. I would do it. I'm going to get in more trouble from the omelet, please. I'm not a big
no
fan
kinds
of omelets.
Of omelets. peanut butter and dill pickle sandwiches.
That combination of words in a row kind of got me startled. Yeah, I would try that, but I've never had it. What about you?
I would not try that. That sounds horrible. Cocoa Pops and custard?
That would be good. I mean, that just seems like two things that are good.
Rice crispy treats mm-hmm. with nacho cheese?
Yeah, I mean, anything with nacho cheese on there is going to be... Yeah. You know,
I'm calling your bluff, like, next time I see you. Be prepared.
We have a whole buffet of all of these
the
things.
Rice Krispie treats with the nacho cheese sauce. Okay, and the very last one, because, like I said, there's a picture of it. But bananas on a pizza?
That's not real.
It's as real as Bigfoot.
No. Well... In that case, I would try it, but I just think that, again, somebody's just trying to be zany. Somebody's just trying to be like, I want to put bananas on my pizza. I'm crazy. So we usually talk about our favorite things in regard to the film we're discussing, but we decided, I mean, and not just because I didn't like watching We're Back, but because, you know, broaden our horizons, you know, adventure, just in the theme of adventure. let's talk about, you know, what are your current favorite things? Like, what are you just like in life? Like, what are you digging on right now? Do people say digging? I don't think that anybody said that in my lifetime, well, but
you're bringing it back. I've been playing a lot of HQ trivia. Are you familiar with HQ?
No.
Oh.
What is that?
Well, it's this dumb trivia game that I play like twice a day and I never win. But if you win, you win like money. But I never win. So.
Well, so that's one of your favorite things? Like, that yeah, sounds
the
like...
disappointment of getting to question three and losing.
Yes. Oh, maybe that's a new segment as well. A little something about me is I am really bad at trivia. I always have been. I just, no matter what the realm it's covering, I'm just bad at trivia. But yeah, any other favorite things that don't cause you daily disappointment?
Well, that just rules out so many. No, I just really love summer. I love the heat. It's been so hot here, like 90 degrees, and I just go outside and I'm just sweating, and I love it, which I know is not your thing.
Right. I stay inside where I don't sweat. Just kidding. It has, here in Los Angeles, where it's generally sunny and, you know, 75, it's actually been very gloomy. And usually it's in June and we call it June gloom. So everybody from like the cashier at the grocery store to, you know, the receptionist or at the, you know, place you're at, they'll be like, June gloom, like that's supposed to be in June, not May gloom. Like I've heard many people say that. And so that's one of my not favorite things.
Oh, that's so weird. I didn't know that was a, I feel like you just educated a lot of people. I've never heard of this June gloom. It sounds like a Beverly Cleary book or something.
Oh, yes. Well, aren't you going to ask me what my current favorite things are?
Yeah, what are your current favorite things, B?
Well, one thing that I've been getting into, and I can't say that it's my favorite thing, but it occupies a lot of my time and mental space, so it must be. I leave the TV on for my dog when I leave the house, you know, so he feels like people are around.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have it left on to, you know, like NBC or ABC or I don't know which one of those networks is the one that plays like Wheel of Fortune at nighttime.
ABC.
Okay. So I would leave it on ABC and like I left my house and it was on Wheel of Fortune. But then I came back and it was like 10 p.m. And I opened the door and it was like screaming sounds and it was like CSI or whatever show is on ABC at that time. And there were children screaming on the show. So I was like, wow, I can't be leaving this on something that's going to be so upsetting to A, come home to, but also B, like my dog doesn't like children screaming either, to my knowledge. So I've been leaving it on HSN, the Home Shopping Network. And I've made a purchase from the Home Shopping Network. I get all riled up about it. I'm like, oh, I need this. I never thought that that would be who I am. But now that it's on in the background before I leave or when I get home, it takes up a lot of space in my mind. I think about it. And I've learned a lot about the people who participate in it. You know, there are people that call into the show and they're like, I have this and I bought it from HSN and it's changed my life. You know what I mean? And there are people who leave their TVs on all through the night in case there's a really good deal on something that they want.
Really? That's crazy.
You're like, wait, that's too much.
What did you buy?
I bought an air conditioner. A portable awesome. Air conditioner. Yes.
For the heat. For the June gloom.
Yes. For the June. I'm going to be ready for when it's hot. But it's funny because we bought it. My boyfriend and I purchased this. It was our joint, our first big appliance joint purchase. You know, it was a couple $100s, you know. That's a big deal.
Moving on up.
Yeah, I'm like, we signed
That's
an agreement.
Pretty committed.
I get the dog and I get the dog in the AC unit. He can have everything else if things go wrong.
What do you mean by everything else? Like, everything that he came into the relationship with. I mean, as your attorney.
Yeah. Yes, and this is a verbal contract, so...
Well, now we have it recorded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, are you ready to master debate?
Yeah.
T and B go head-to-head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic? Do we even really need to debate?
I'm going to say that we don't. I mean, we're supposed to agree. We maybe agree like 60% of the time. And I don't...
Those are good odds.
I don't want to not agree, though. There's enough negativity in the world today.
Gosh. Yeah. I just want to agree for the sake of agreeing, but also... I do also actually agree that we don't need to debate. We are the bosses. We get to choose.
Yeah.
And this week, I don't have the energy. I'm just kidding. to really throw down on a hardcore debate. Yeah. As if I ever have the energy to. As if I ever have thrown down on a hardcore debate. Usually when people disagree with me, I roll my eyes and I'm like, whatever.
And then I talk shit about them to my mom. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I talk shit about them to Tiana's mom. Yes. I'm glad that we could come to an agreement. So, what movie are we going to do next?
Jurassic Park.
Wait, two dino movies in a row?
I know.
Are you feeling okay? Are you sure you the heat isn't getting to you?
I'm positive. but no, so Jurassic World's coming out and I'm just really, really super excited. And I've been a fan of the franchise since Jurassic Park. So let's start at the beginning and, talk about more dinosaurs. We didn't really talk about dinosaurs this week, so.
That is true. That is true. Well, I'm on board, and you know how I feel about Jurassic Park. And if you didn't already know how I feel about Jurassic Park, I like it. Hold on to your butts.
I'm excited. Life finds a way. I think we'll have fun.
Well, that was this week's show.
And they lived crappily ever after.
Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to follow us on social media follow us on social media, please.
So seductive. Bye.
Bye.